Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands.
I need a healer.
Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast, radio listening audience. We thank you for tuning in today. This is Health by Design radio program. And I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved, because it is so. And we thank you for tuning in week by week. We want to invite you to continue to tune in. You can listen in to this broadcast, and you can dial in. And we have the information that we're sharing with you. Of course, the number is 718-508-9457. You can listen in. Of course, you can go back and listen to the podcast after the broadcast is done. You can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. And I tell you, we thank the Lord for what he's doing. We thank you for your feedback. We thank you for the information that you're sharing, that you are being encouraged by what is coming forth. And we want to continue to do that, but we need to hear from you as well. Of course, this month is Heart Health Month, and we've been exploring various components of heart health. And, of course, we have a special, special guest today. I tell you, radio listening audience, you're in for a treat. This woman of God is coming before you, and the subject that we're going to talk about today is heart detox. And what's in your heart affects your environment. Wow. I know you're going to want to hear more about that. And so we are very pleased to bring you these programs again week by week. We're asking for you to connect with us, to be a part of this movement. It's a movement in health. It's your health. It's all about you. And look in the mirror, decide what are your health goals, what you're going to achieve in 2016 to make you the better you. And again, we aim to educate you, inform you, and bring you these broadcasts so that you may be edified and also informed. This month, we've been again talking about five pillars of a healthy heart. That's been our theme throughout the whole month. And last week, of course, we also even gave you some information about the anatomy of the heart, knowing that you have four chambers of the heart and how that blood is pumping out and going throughout your system and coming back oxygenated and then going back out. I mean, just, you know, this is just an amazing organ that the Lord has made. But there's more to it than that. You know, there is a spiritual component. There's three dimensions of health that we can look at when it comes to even your heart health. But again, I'm going to not really do all that insight for you this morning because we have a wonderful, wonderful guest that's going to be coming for you. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you an introduction to our speaker today, and we're going to let her go forth in her own way. She's a mighty woman of God that can really bless your heart today. So, radio listener audience, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. I am your host, Sarette Sands, and God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we have a special guest today, and She goes by the name of Chiquita Brown Mann. Chiquita Brown Mann has been working as an RN case manager for 11 years and has been in management for another 11 years. She holds a Master's of Science and degree in nursing with a special emphasis in leadership. And I can tell you she is a wonderful leader in the kingdom of the body of Christ. She has a leadership emphasis, a special degree in nursing, which is acquired, and it's a leadership degree in healthcare systems. She's also a member of the Honor Society of Nursing, Sigma Theta Tau International. She has realized a calling on her life to help the body of Christ, understanding the relationships between our spiritual, emotional, and mental health. She also has a dynamic book that's available. She'll give you more information about that at the end. Identity Crisis, Establish and Maintain Your Identity in Christ. Wow. Radio listening audience, I introduce the sum, and I welcome back our dynamic speaker today, Chiquita Mann Brown. Woman of God, hello, greetings.
Hello, hello. It is I have to admit, it is a privilege and honor to.
Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. I wanted to just have you just greet the audience once again, just to make sure that the information is coming through very clearly throughout. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to go to a quick break, radio listening audience, and when we come right back, we will be able to give you some more information about our speaker today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area. I tell you, again, this is Heart Health Month. We've been talking about five pillars of a healthy heart, and we have a wonderful, wonderful dynamic speaker that's coming before you today. She's going to talk to you with regard to heart detox. What's in your heart affects your environment. Welcome to the broadcast, Chiquita Mann Brown. Amen.
Hello, all. I'm glad to be here, and I feel that it is an honor. I'm a dynamic person and also a dynamic woman of God, so to be asked back, I feel that it is an honor. Heart detox has been one of those things that really God has been dealing with me with. And by me being in corporate America, I feel like I'm in a unique situation because we hear all this about toxic work environment. And before we get into that, I just want to say one scripture to set the stage. Those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thought, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. And that is from Matthew 15:18-19. And the reason why I started off with that verse is because, you know, most people, we tend to look at the symptoms, but we often don't see the reason why we are seeing the symptoms. One of the reasons why they say that we have toxic work environments is because of bad attitudes. Well, how do you get a bad attitude? You get a bad attitude out of what's in your heart. So if you are held in anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, all of that is in your heart, then guess what? That affects your environment. And so many people fail to realize that the reason why these toxic environments are present is because you usually have a leader. The leader is mean and hateful, don't talk to anybody, rough and gruff. And guess what? If the leader is toxic, then you can't expect the environment to be any better to work in. And also think of it like this. When a person has a cold or they have chicken pox or they have some type of communicable disease, we advise not to go near them because you don't want to catch what they have. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. Everything starts in the spiritual realm. So if everyone is mean and hateful and angry and bitter and resentful, then that's the type of environment that that's going to be. And those type of environments, they breed chaos, they breed dysfunction. And how is anything going to grow and prosper in those type of environments? So we have to concentrate on cleaning the heart, get the heart clean, detox the heart. And so that is one of the things that God has really been dealing with me with, is that we're dealing too much on let's deal with the symptoms. Mm-mm. Let's get to the root of that thing, because it's when you start to get to the root of the thing that we can start to purge and we can start to get rid of all those things that is affecting our environment.
Well, amen. That is incredibly true, that just thinking outside the box for a moment in terms of what is in our environment and even what we are portraying, even as if it's a leader, whether it's a leader in at a workplace or a leader in a Christian community, or not exempt from, what they need to be aware of in terms of how their demeanor, how their emotions, or how they're being or even received, not only how they're portraying themselves, but how people are receiving them. So if you want to go in a little bit more depth about that, and I don't know if you want to address the emotional component and other areas you might want to address.
Well, I feel like I'm in a unique situation because I'm a believer and because I am in corporate America. You know, we are under the misconception that we can keep home and work separate. To a certain degree, you can. But I have found that so many times that when people are unhappy at home, a lot of times they come into work and they're taking it out on the people that they work with. And part of what we have in our hearts and in our minds is because of what we're saying to ourselves and the things that we are saying out of our mouth and the thoughts that we are thinking. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So guess what? What are you speaking out into the atmosphere? There's a song by Jason Nelson, and he sings about shifting the atmosphere. Well, you know what? You shift the atmosphere by the words that come out of your mouth, and what comes out of your mouth is determined by what's in your heart. So sometimes we have to step back and we have to say, okay, this situation is chaotic, is bad. Sometimes we got to step back and examine what's in our hearts, because whatever's in our heart, it will be shown by our thoughts and by our actions. And so I tell people, and I even with raising my children, I tell my children, be careful what you are saying. You know, and then, too, I have to say, you know, okay, well, step back. What's in your heart? You know, are you mad about this situation? Are you angry about this situation? Are you bitter about this situation? And the reality is, unfortunately, we have so many people now who I would say they have infected hearts. You know, that's the bottom line. It's an infected heart, and it's infected with the cares of this world. It's infected where I got mad with my husband, and he said something to him I want he didn't say, and be bitter about that. Too many believers. Let's be real. Too many believers have infected hearts. And we got to clean. We got to start applying the antibiotic of the Word of God to our hearts. Getting that word in our hearts, meditating on that word, speaking that word, we have got to start applying the antibiotic of the Word of God to our hearts so that we can start to create better environments. And here's the other thing. If the environment is not right, how can you expect God to move on your behalf? He's not going to show up in an area where there's confusion. He's not going to show up in the area of chaos because he's a God in order. So if your atmosphere is not right, you're stifling the move of God to happen on your behalf.
Well, so, amen. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, amen. I was just looking at just so many nuggets that are coming forth, amen, with regard to the things that are actions. What's in your heart comes out in your actions. Being careful what you say. Looking at, you know, some of the things that you may be harboring, anger or bitter or unforgiveness, and that those things will come out if we're not careful to cleanse our heart. And I love that term you said. We might need to get, because of an infected heart, we may need the antibiotics of the Word of God. Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes. And, I mean, and, you know, one thing that I feel that, and again, I'm a nurse, so I apply the medical to the natural. For so many times, you know, when a person comes in, we start treating the symptoms. But once that condition does not get better, then we start dealing with what's inside of you. You know, what is going on the inside of you? I know back in the ancient days, the Greek, when a person came to them sick, they would evaluate not just their symptoms. They were also, they had someone who would address their mental health, and they had someone else who would address their spiritual health. And I can tell you, if the American health system, healthcare system, will start, I would say, incorporating maybe a man of God, a woman of God, to be able to say, okay, you know what, let's deal with your spiritual health. I can tell you, we can stop the rise of these chronic medical diseases that are going on, simply because we're going to start addressing some of the things that are going on in the heart. And, you know, the other thing about a toxic work environment is that those environments are known to have a lot of people who are physically ill. Now, you think about that. If a toxic work environment does that, is hindering and is messing with the health of the people that are in that environment, no wonder we have unhealthy homes, because they're bringing that unhealthy environment, all that stuff that's going on. I go home and I got a bad environment. I come to work and I bring it too. And the reason why it's happening is because of the infected heart. We got to get the heart cleaned up. We got to get back to meditating on that Word of God. We got to get back into speaking to ourselves the Word of God. I think it's Ephesians that we need to, you know, sing to ourselves and speak to ourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. That's why it's also so important. What are you listening to? You can't just listen to everything. But we got to make sure that we're doing what we can do to clean up the heart, examine that heart, get those things away from our eyes that is infecting our heart. Watch what is coming into all the different gates, the eye gate, in the ear gate. Cleaning up the heart, heart detox. Because when you start cleaning up your heart, your environment is going to get clean and God can move on your behalf. Because that's what we want. We want our situations to change. But in order for our situations to change, we got to clean our heart. We'll clean our environment. God can move. Angels can go forth on our behalf to get that which God has predestined us to have.
Amen. Amen. Wow. There's just so much great nuggets here, radio listening audience. I hope you're listening in really well. Again, this is Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Red Sands. We have a dynamic woman of God, Shakita Brown Mann, today that is speaking, Shakita Mann Brown, that is speaking to us today. And I'm sorry, it's Shakita Brown Mann. I apologize for that. But we'll come right back from our break. We want to just really delve into this a little bit further, let you know that that I hope that you're taking notes like I am, and this is a wonderful, wonderful way that we can achieve health with regard to heart health this month.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Radio Listen audience. I'm your host, Red Sands, and we have a wonderful topic that we're exploring this morning. It's Heart Health Month, and we're closing out this Saturday with the subject Heart Detox, and I tell you, so many nuggets are coming forth. Think about the scripture where the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. Think about also that fact that God looks on the inside, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. So we have to, praise God, realize that there's things that has been spoken about here today that may be affecting our heart, and then those in the toxic work environment, and people just looking around, there may be many even who you work with or you associate with on a daily basis that have a work environment that is toxic, or and therefore you might see those that aren't well among you. And again, guarding your eye gate, your gates, your eye gate, what you're taking in, what you're seeing, what you're looking at on TV, and all this turn like one of the men of God said, turn the TV off, and then things that are coming in your ear gate, praise God, woman of God, and you can continue here, and you know, I just was thinking about so many wonderful nuggets that is being shared here today, and again, the infected heart, you know, getting the antibiotics of the Word of God, praise God.
You know, one thing that I tell people is that you have to be brave enough to every day create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I mean, and, you know, I think sometimes we say that verse and we're not aware of the power that is within that. I mean, it's a simple prayer, but there's so much power in that. But also, when you say that prayer, you have to come to the realization that, you know, I may be part of the problem. I may be part of the reason for the toxic environment. And, you know, there's another scripture called, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties." And, fear begets fear. But also remember, fear has torment. Now, you think about that now. Now, so if a mother, if she's upset, her children knows she's upset. No matter what expression she has on her face, her children knows that she's upset. And guess what? They react to that. And very many of us, you know, we see these things, but we're not realizing the true, I would say, depth of these things. Like if I'm upset, if I'm uptight about something, bam, my children know it. No matter how well I try to hide it. See, that's the other thing too. You can try to hide it. You can dress it up. You can wear Prada. You can wear Jimmy Choo. You know, you can make it look good. But what's in your heart is still going to be affecting your environment, and people are going to feed off that. See, that's the other thing, too. You know, when it comes down to your environment, realize it's not just you. You're infecting others. There was a time when I work out of my home now, but when I worked out of an office in a cubicle, it was just certain people I just would not let within my space. I was like, you're not bringing that into my space. And as believers, we have to start doing that. We have to start being cautious, diligent. We have got to start being about who's invading our space, who's infecting our environment. We have to find a reason why this environment is not the way it should be. Because if that environment is not right in our home, regardless of where we are, God can't move in an area where there's chaos. Because that's what that is. That is chaos. How can God move? He said, God inhabits the praises of his people. And I tell people, I promise you, a week of making sure that you pray, that you're playing praise music, a week of you making sure that you're speaking out of your mouth the word, a week of you dealing with what's in your heart, your environment is instantly going to change. And we got to grasp that, because it's a simple thing, but it's very hard to do. That self-examination, you know, that's no joke. Because you can't point the finger at somebody else. You got to point the finger at you. You have to take responsibility of what's in my heart is affecting the environment. Determines whether God is going to move for me. Because he can't show up and move and mess. And he's not going to show up and move and mess, because he is a God of order. And we want an orderly, godly environment for God to move on our behalf.
Oh, I mean, amen, amen. That is just such a mouthful. I know that there is so much to be covered and addressed on this topic. I know we're getting close to the end of the broadcast sometimes when we're having such a wonderful time. The time goes fast by fast. But before we wrap up a little bit here, I want to, you know, mention a couple of things here. But I want the radio listener audience to know how they can get in touch with you, or how they can get the book that's available so they can get a little bit more, you know, solid ground, solid foundation on this, because you've taken the time to inform the body of Christ with regard to this matter.
My book, Identity Crisis, it is on Amazon and it is on Kindle. And, you know, part of the reason for that book, Identity Crisis, is because I started to deal with what's in the heart. So many of us, we're not walking in our destiny. We're not walking in our purpose because we don't know who we are. and I just be honest, we don't know who we are. We're going off of our past. We're going off of labels, and you know, and we're not seeking God. We're not getting in our hearts who God has told us who we are. And believe me, he's told us in this world who we are. But a lot of times we have not taken the time to digest, to make it personal who God said we are. So that's what Identity Crisis is about. And not just because I wrote it, but I truly feel that if more Christians and believers would come out of their identity crisis, we would have more people walking in their destiny. There would be less people frustrated because they would be where they're supposed to be and not where mama felt they ought to be, or that high school teacher will say, well, you're good at that, but you hate doing that, and God has told you you need to be doing this right here. Identity Crisis is definitely, it is a book for the body of Christ today. Right now, my website, it is under new construction, but I am definitely on Facebook. And I am also at Twitter. My handle is I am Chiquita B. Mann, and I am on Twitter.
Wow. Well, radio listening audience, wow, it's just awesome, awesome, awesome time of Lord. I want to challenge you, I only have a few more minutes left, to get the book, to get the information, to make a change today. Today, there's no time like the present time for us to look ourselves in the mirror and say, there's something I need to change about me. I'm tired of looking at the other person, but what about me? I want to also challenge you. She said, take a week to look at and ask God to create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me. Be diligent about this. You know, some people say they're going on different types of fasts. You can go on this one. I'm going to think positive. I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to get the antibodies of the word. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to monitor and modify my actions, my reactions, my emotions. I'm going to pray. And so we thank you for tuning in today. Again, this has been a wonderful broadcast. You can find more information, like we said, on the website and also on Facebook. And we just want to invite you to come back again next week. And again, we've been blessed by having this broadcast today. And I hope that you've been able to listen in to the information that you need to make the transformation in your life. Again, this is Red Sands. I'm signing off. I would like for you to have a blessed week this week, and hope that you enjoy the broadcast, and we'll be back again with you real soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.